Hare Krishna.
Welcome to this Kartik Inspirations. A few days ago, waves of sadness and jubilation came over Radhakund. Vaishnava Charandas Baba, a wonderful Pujari of Radha Damoda, had left his body in an unexpected yet absolutely glorious way. Some words about Vaishnava Charandas. He was so steady in his worship of Radha Damoda, there's simply no comparison. I knew him when I first visited the Radha Damoda deities of Jiva Goswami. He would always emit so much hospitality. The last years, whenever I came, his hospitality was by no means limited to humans only. Cows, huge bulls walked freely in his little ashram, and when there was an aratik, and participated in the aratik of Radha Damoda. There was one cow who would always lie and look at the deities, and dogs, and just everyone was so welcome. In one corner, some babas and some devotees did a kirtan, somewhere else a katha was going on, and Vaishnava Charandas, unassuming, a little bent over due to old age, was walking through all this beautiful community in the temple and would dress the deities in outstanding ways. I think the outstanding way was that he used so much love. It was not the blankets which he put on when it was cold. Once the Lord had a Mickey Mouse dress. No, what it was his humility, his love, his melted heart, if you so want. Now, the last time I saw him, something had changed and was different. I saw him sitting in the altar room. He was bent over and he read something from a prayer book. And from time to time his head would look up and he looked at the deities. And I felt there was a serious communication, a conversation going on. I saw a tear coming from his eye. I saw him folding his hands. I knew I should not intrude, so I looked from the distance, and after some time I felt, my God, here is a communication, a conversation with Radha Damoda and Vaishnava Charan. I better just give my donation and disappear. After a few days, I heard how he went at 3 o'clock in the morning to take his bath in Syama Kund. The steps were slippery, covered with algae, and his foot slipped, his head hit the staircase and on the steps. And immediately, while part of his body was in Syama Kund, he gave up his body to join Radha Damoda in the spiritual world. I think that was what the discussion was all about the discussion which I saw from the distance. I personally take great encouragement from devotees like Vaishnava Charandas. Their lives show that the Lord is not distant. He is not far away. He is not, let us say, he likes to be worshipped in a personal way because he wants the love of his devotees and he reciprocates. Welcome to our next Kartik Inspirations. There might be some more of these great devotees coming.